Love Talk Radio.
Live podcast discussion with 2019 Council at Large candidate Ruben Dockery. Grateful for you to join us this Friday evening at about 7 o'clock, 7:01 p.m. This is our time. As you know, as a matter of connecting with you, the voters, my campaign has put this together so that we can have some serious dialogue. You can call in and talk to me live in the studio at 657-383-0944. Again, that number to call is 657-383-0944. If you're following us live on Facebook, you can feel free to post your question and or comments. We'll be happy to entertain those. Just a few announcements. We're going to be doing some more voter outreach very soon, and we're certainly working to communicate with all of the candidates, as many of them as possible, about their campaigns and, more importantly, about their vision in the council. Because, as I said, my primary interest is being able to work with those individuals to guarantee that we're working to move the city forward. As a council at large person, my focus is not specifically on any one council district, as it is the entire county. And as we said, there are five of those council at large seats. And I'm asking for your vote and support to be one of those five. All right? Over the last 4 years, Nashville has seen some major economic growth. You all know that. The tourism industry has boomed beyond perhaps expectations. Development at a record level, record level. And all of this means success overall for our city, Nashville, in general. That's what it means. It means that there's some prosperity here. Now, with that, on the flip side of that coin, there's a segment of our city population who are figuratively drowning amidst this economic tide. That is the nature of the rub. Nashville, I know from personal experience, over three decades, is a great place with great people. Yes, it has a history. It has a past. This past week, I attended a historical marker recognition or unveiling for some things, some atrocious things that happened in the late 1800s here in Nashville toward African Americans. So, and we know Jim Crow was real throughout the South, no doubt about it. However, in 2019, there is much for us to be happy about in terms of progress and change for whites and blacks. And now we have a ever-growing Hispanic population as well, and other groups of individuals who are aptly identified in Nashville who are constituents. As you know, my primary focus is constituent advocacy. So the question is, with this growth and with this tension, with this concern economically, what do we do? Now, naturally, there's dignity in employment. Absolutely. But I would argue that there's even more pride and more support or more encouragement in the idea of empowerment through entrepreneurship, being able to own your own business. Is everybody ready for that? Perhaps not. Are there those who are and who are desperate for opportunities? Absolutely. And there are opportunities from the federal level, specifically with the tax, the federal tax plan includes the opportunity zones, which we'll look at a little bit tonight. Then there are opportunities from the state level. The state has the Economic Development Initiative, which focuses on that. And then lastly, there's an opportunity for us where there isn't well-defined opportunities locally in Nashville, Davis County, to create that. And as a council at large person, that's one of my priorities. As you perhaps know, if you've been following us, we've been laying out our top three priorities over the next 4 years. We've talked about education last week. I'm talking tonight now about economic development. And next week, we will talk about the crime issue or public safety. Now, let me apologize or just state that I got notice today from our expected guest, Ms. Amanda Cleland, who is the information officer, public information officer with Metro Transit Authority. I have been attending candidate briefings, one of which was the Transit Authority, good information, and I had hoped that she'd be able to come here and perhaps directly respond to or answer some questions that may have been posed by you, our listening audience. But she did indicate that there was a family matter that kept her from being able to participate on the show tonight. But she did, in the email that she sent me, open up the possibility or prospects of participating later in some of the other episodes that we'll have from now throughout July the 26th. Okay. We'll be doing this every Friday night, 7 o'clock, July 26th. Now, let me emphasize that it's important for you to recognize that this is a conversational dialogue. That's what it's intended for. So I need you to call me, 657-383-0944. You live in Nashville, Davidson County, you're a voter, you're affected by these things. Give us a call. I'm just going to spend a few minutes talking about my platform agenda, how. Let me just say that often I've voted for a lot of people in my tenure here, through my lifetime. And what we hear often is people running for office, and particularly professional politicians, they quickly tell you what they're going to do. Throw out a lot of promises, right? But what you don't hear very clearly is how do you do that? How is it that we can see you move towards that over 4 year period? We don't see that a lot. One of the things as an advocate for constituents is I've taken the effort to make sure that we're able to tell you, demonstrate to you how we will go about reaching certain goals. Of course, I'm not under any illusion to think that that's going to be easy or without any stress or without any challenge. But that's what we're here for, to serve and represent your interests and to fight on your behalf. Okay? My website, Constituent Advocacy. You'll see it behind me. ConstituentAdvocacy.com. I want to invite you to go there, and you may not do it right now, but this is where I'll be speaking from, because this information is on the website. All right, all three of my platform agendas are on the website. And just for a second, I want to go there and draw your attention there. When you get to the home page, you'll see a banner that says additional resources. Well, that's a quick link to that page. And when you click on that, where you'll go to is you'll see the information that I'm making reference to now. There are three PowerPoint presentations. And there are some slides. It's a slide, so it takes a little time. I don't expect you to do this right now, but at your leisure, I encourage you to go and look at all of them. Specifically tonight, we're talking about the economic development piece, okay? And if you're looking at that page, as well as the past four episodes, on May 24th, 31st, June 7th, June 14th, tonight is the 21st, June 21st. And then I have the charter, the Metro chart. That's what keeps us all honest. That's where our expectations are, okay, largely. Okay, now having said all of that, I'm going to just open up here just for a second this presentation. I don't necessarily expect you to do it, but I open it so that I can reference it to you. Okay, when you do go there and look at it, what you're going to find is a proposed outline. Okay, it's for the Nashville-Davidson County Economic Empowerment Agenda. Yours truly has prepared it. And what we lay out are the objectives. I'm just going to read them briefly. We want to offer Nashville-Davidson County a needs assessment on where the need is to provide this. As I said earlier, there are some people that are doing well, and there are too many people who are not. And some of the fight and the friction and the consternation comes from the fact that many of them are being moved out due to gentrification, and they're being squeezed, and job opportunities are not the best. While we have a relatively low unemployment number in Davidson County, there are pockets in Davidson County, and particularly one subgroup, African American males that are 16 to 24 years old. Do you know that their unemployment rate is three times the national average? In fact, almost four times at 21%. That is significant. And what that tells us is this particular subgroup have some challenges that factors into the crime rate that we see. Okay? And that's what we need to look at. This age group also correlates with those who drop out of school and who find themselves unhappy and wondering, have I been left behind in Nashville? All right? So what this proposal does is it identify those things, and then we want to recommend an administrative design for an economic empowerment initiative. Okay? So we introduce the collaborative partners, proposed partners in a cooperative economic development initiative as we're talking about. And I won't go through all of it. Lastly, the last objective is to discuss how we're going to fund it, budget and funding strategies. Here's the good thing. It does not have to come just from Davidson County. And through this empowerment zone, we can use current resources that exist in Davidson County that comes from taxes through individuals who are participating in development and so forth, that the federal government will have incentives for them to invest in minority business startups. Sounds good, huh? And that's what we want to be looking at, okay? As you go through the presentation, you'll see that we use a sample from one of the council districts, and basically it describes what the issues are. Some of the indicators are poverty in specific council districts and or voting precincts, unemployment, as I just made reference to, and issues with education and crime. Those are the four factors that we're looking at, or the indicators, okay? And so what we'll do is we'll work with each council person to identify these things. I'm talking about, when I say we, I'm talking about myself as council at large, working in concert with them to work with the constituents in each of these voting precincts, those that you live in. And we're looking at these factors to determine how can we put together an initiative that will provide soft skill training as well as business development and orientation in the whole nine yards. There are a lot of young men who perhaps have committed a crime and have reentered in society and are working hard to do their best. Maybe you didn't commit a crime at all. Maybe you just didn't do well in school and you're not happy working the traditional job. You have a business idea and a drive and a desire. Maybe you're a young family, your husband and wife who wants it. Maybe you're a female who wants to start a business. You understand what I'm saying? The opportunity is there. That's the point. Okay, last thing I'll point out is that we've targeted, I have suggested, this is not all inclusive, 25 possible entrepreneurial startups or business. Over 400 different professions in the state of Tennessee where there is a need to have a license, basically. Okay? What we don't see is a lot of focus on encouraging people to, as we've seen in years past, industrial type education. Okay? And a lot of people have skill sets, young people, skill sets that can be used there and translated into business opportunities. And that's what we're looking at, okay? I'm going to go ahead and leave that, that slideshow. I encourage you to go to it. And, again, you'll be going to constituentadvocacy.com, and that's how you access it. And when you do that, you'll see the banner that says additional resources. Take you directly to the page where you can go and pull up each of those defined and fully laid out plans for our education piece, for our economic development piece, and as we'll be talking about next week, for our public safety and issues related to crime. All right? So having said that, we're into it about 17 minutes or so. And what I'd like to do is encourage you to give me a call here to the studio. And that number, again, is 657-383-0944. I want to emphasize a few other things that are going on in the city. But, again, the point of this is a dialogue. It's for you and I to have some dialogues and communication. This is our way of sharing with you what it is that I can do for you, our constituents, and for Nashville as a council at large member. Now, I was fortunate to be invited and had a great time at the Rose Park Neighborhood Association meeting on this past Tuesday. Good information, great people there. I got to meet many of the great neighbors. And one of the things I shared with them is, you know, you're not going to see a whole lot of time from the Dockery or Metro Council campaign, because it's more important to me. You may know that I ran for Senate District 19 in 2018, and I had an opportunity to get around to quite a few of the council districts, and I understood where people are. Many people are really frustrated with the past election cycles and, you know, signage and what have you. I'm not saying that it has no bearing or no significance. I'm not suggesting that. Because it does. Most political campaign strategists say that probably anywhere from 10 to 15% of significance, and sometimes less depending on circumstance. But you all know that this has been a rather tumultuous 5 years. We had quite a few elections back to back, and some council districts more than they care for. Voters are just frustrated, and they're pretty much, you know, we got another election coming up in 2020. That's the major presidential election. People are just kind of tired. And so my intent is to have an informed conversation and dialogue with you, hence our podcast conversation. Now, if you've missed tonight, you're looking at this after the fact, you missed tonight, you've missed the other shows, and there are some things that specifically you want to talk about, that's an opportunity to do it. Otherwise, you can just give me a call on the website. Let's go back to the website just for a second. On the website, if you go to where it says more, then you'll see a link that says join the campaign. There, when you click on the join the campaign, you'll find that there is contact information down at the bottom where you can give us a call. But my number, another number you can reach me at is 615-498-4669. All right. That campaign phone is designed to be on from 8 to 5 throughout the weekday and that sort of thing. But the best way to reach me is 615-498-4669. I'll be sure to put that on the website as well. Dockery, the number 4, metrocouncil@gmail.com is the email. Feel free to reach us that way. But the quickest way to subscribe to the site and keep up with information is to fill out those boxes there with your name, your email, give us a subject line, and tell us what's on your heart. And I'll be happy, more than happy, to respond to you in the most reasonable and timely fashion. Okay? Join our Facebook group. This is an excellent way to keep up with us on the campaign trail. And also on Instagram, all right? So, again, that's those are ways by which we keep up. Now, something very important. It takes resources to be able to get our word out, and we intend to be doing a bit more direct engagement in neighborhoods, and we have a planned tour during the early voting cycle where we want to, I would love to shake your hand personally. I realize that everybody's busy, and everybody may not be interested in a whole lot of folk knocking on their doors, coming in their house, and worrying them at night after certain hours. But I do want to connect with you. I want you to feel comfortable with making a vote for Reuben Dockery. And when you do that, you'll make a positive vote for proactive change in Ashland-Davidson County. There's a lot of things we need to do. I want to recognize the fact that it took courage for those who have served in our current council. So I don't want to knock them, but the truth of the matter is, if things were good, everybody would be happy. But they're not. And I'm running because I've talked often about these things that I'm identifying and other issues related. And I want to be a voice of reason for Nashville and the next council, all right, as a member of that council, as a council-at-large person. So I'll just take a minute while we wait on you to call. The number is 657. That's the studio number here, 657-383-0944, all right? We still got time. We still got time. We'll probably knock off about unless you call and you have more information you want to share, that'll be okay, about 45 minutes to 15 minutes to 8 o'clock, but this time is designed for you. Just give us a call. And while I wait your call, I'll come back and check in just a second. Let me just kind of share with you some of the things that we're going to be doing that you can keep up with and follow us, particularly for the benefit of those that are following us on Facebook right now. Some things that we'll be doing, the calendar event. Now, some of these have changed a little bit, but for the most, and there's more that has been added, I should say. So we'll pick back up here. This is June the 21st. On the 25th, we'll change this out. The Davidson County Young Democrats had a candidate forum schedule. It's been rescheduled to July the 9th. However, on the 26th, there will be a mayoral forum, which I will be in attendance at. You can come meet me there. You can join the Dockery for Metro Council campaign there. And we will be there in attendance at the Belmont University. Okay. I believe that's right. Let me make sure I got that correct. On the 26th, I'm sorry, that will be at the First Amendment Center. I apologize, at 1217 18th Avenue North. I will be sure to put that on here. The First Amendment Center is near the Vanderbilt campus. That will be the mayoral forum on the 26th. July the 10th, I will be at Vanderbilt University for their regular picnic. Every election cycle, they have a meet the candidates picnic. It starts from 11:30, goes to 1 o'clock p.m., and is at their Recreational Wellness Center, that's on Vanderbilt's campus on July 10th. Meet us there. It's a free lunch, opportunity to engage us. You know, early voting starts on July 12th, and I want to be able to reach you before then and during then. So if you see literature and information from us in the mail, you'll understand where that's coming from. Feel free to contact us anytime. On July 11th, I will be at the Bellevue Harpeth Chamber of Commerce, are having a forum for candidates, and I'm grateful to have been invited there. And we'll be sharing with them at the 7:30 a.m. hour, and we'll be there to about 9:30 a.m. And that's at the Nashville Christian School, 7555 Sawyer Brown Road. Sawyer Brown Road, 37221. All right? And we'll have a representative. I understand that there will be a Donaldson Hermitage Chamber of Commerce will have a event as well. Per event, we'll send a representative there because we've already made a commitment to be at the Bellevue Harpeth Chamber. All right. So those are some things. Of course, you know, August 1st. August 1st is Election Day. Now, go to the website, and you'll see on every page an icon that says online giving. That means Reuben Dockery humbly asks and needs your financial support. How much do I give, Dockery? Where you at? Whatever you have. Every little bit helps. Make your contribution. When you do so, you'll help us get the information to you and to be able to engage you during this very, very busy month of July. Things will be kind of moving fast, and I don't want to startle anyone, but we definitely will be looking forward to engaging voters more there. All right, so make your contribution today, tonight. We're using Anadoc, which is a very secure mechanism for online contributions. And they have a strong record and history of managing that for campaigns and churches and nonprofit organizations. So many people are somewhat concerned. I understand that we've seen a lot of breaches and what have you. I do get that. But if you're not comfortable with that, I encourage you to go to the website and look at our address. Give me a call. We'll be happy to come to you and pick up your contribution. Or you can send it to Dockery, the number 4 Metro Council campaign, P.O. Box 280314. Again, that's Dockery, the number 4 Metro Council, P.O. Box 280314. That's Nashville, Tennessee. Zip code is 37228. 37228, and you can send it there. Again, give me a call. I'll be happy to come right to you, but the easiest and quickest way is to go online and make your contribution. It's not tax deductible because my campaign is not a 504 organization, a PAC or anything like that. So, but we appreciate your support. Your financial support is both needed and appreciated. Okay. So having said that, we'll go and check the phone lines. I don't see anyone just yet. But again, I encourage you to give me a call here now. Let me see if we have any Facebook comments. I don't. And let me just encourage everyone to reach out to us as we speak here. Any questions about what we've been talking about? So in terms of our economic piece, I believe that if we were to tap into federal and state resources, we can create the right type of things locally. Here in Nashville, and it can make the difference. So who is it that you think you're going to reach, Doctor? Again, specifically, we have a certain population here in Nashville, males who are African-American males that are 16 to 24 years old are those who represent the largest portion of the unemployment rate in Davidson County. If we, everybody doesn't fall under that. But when we look there, that's a major concern. Why is that important? Because they also, that population also correlates with those who are disproportionately confined to criminal justice institutions, either on the juvenile side and or in the adult facilities. How did that happen? Unfortunately, they did not do well in our public schools. Many of them are giving up, and not all of them are giving up. And even some of those that have given up want a second chance, second shot at changing their life, doing differently. We can give it to them. I believe Nashville owes that to them as children of Nashville. Okay? And so the parent of me now is speaking in terms of giving everybody the best chance. I realize that all of us must do right, and we must be accountable for our behavior, right? And certain things are inexcusable. But if people are willing to put the work in and to improve their lives, I believe we ought to give them that opportunity. And as a city, we should use the influence from the city council to leverage the resources. One of the things I envision is being able to work from voting precinct to voting precinct, council district to council district, to build the support for funding to fund some of our educational initiatives that I talked about in terms of bringing the promised neighborhood, as well as matching that with state and federal resources that may be available. You know, but it's the will of the people that matters. That's a very powerful tool, the collective will of the people. I'm not just talking about African Americans. I'm talking about our the whites, blacks, Hispanics, all of us that make up Nashville. If we put our minds together, there is nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, we can't do. And so I encourage us to do that. And that's how I would use my role as a member of the next city council for Metropolitan Nashville, Davidson County. All right? I don't see where anyone has called in, but we still have time. 657-383-0944 is the number that you can call. I've been telling people that the best way to learn and understand about where I'm coming from is to go to the website. And I think that I know that we've went out of our way to make it informative and interactive. So quite possibly all the answers are being, the questions are being answered there. And if that's the case, I'm happy about that. I would like to connect with you, though. So just shoot me an email and let me know that you've had an opportunity to learn about us. And it would be great to know that we have your support at the polls. Again, in addition to that, our endeavor is to be in your neighborhood, in your voting precinct, in your council districts. And I have been having some good conversations with many of the candidates that are running for office in the various council districts, and trying to see how we might be able to align our vision for leadership and service in the next council. So that's important to me. It's very important to me. I can't emphasize that enough, that I recognize as a council at large person, can't intervene and take over in the council district, because you have an elected council person there. But we want to work collaboratively with them, and we want to extend that communication. I spoke to a state representative who informed me, and I assume that this was the case, that there's no real communication between the council and those in the state house and senate. So there's a gap, there's a breakdown. I think that's problematic. because there are many resources that we can benefit from. I heard that as well concerning this week at a briefing with the dealing with the housing and homeless situation. So we had individuals from Metro HUD, Metro MDHA, and some of the people from the nonprofit sector. And that was one of the things that we were that was being discussed in this particular symposium that I participated in, and that is this breakdown of government. So it's a tremendous need for us to not only communicate with constituents about what's going on, but to communicate with other forms of government. You know, some of the things that the voters put on the ballot and they voted in were overturned. And I think that because not enough conversation with the state attorney general was had about the legality of some of those things, that that was the reason. Not that the will of the people was insignificant in most cases. As it was, there was more to do than to just have the council vote it in, put it on the ballot, and have people go vote for it. You have to make sure that what we do does not supersede. I talked about that in the previous show, that what we do does not supersede the authority given to Nashua Davidson County by Tennessee Code Sanitation, or state legislature, okay? And so it's important that when you sit down with a group of voters or constituents, one of the first things we have to do after we learn what it is you're interested in is we have to put it through the litmus test. Can it pass legal muster? Is it economically feasible? What is required to bring that to fruition? You know, who all does it affect? And what sort of support can we garner from your communities, from your neighbors? Those are the type of things that realistically. It does me no good to go to the council or anyone else for that matter. It does none of us any good for them to go there and sit there on a seat of do nothing and only let time pass and your interests not be met. But you got to get on up. We got to put that work in, huh? And we got to make sure that at least what you're talking about is being considered and that we're bringing it. If there may be some things that just will not work in terms of bringing a bill or measure being voted in the council. It may not work, but we should at least look at it. And I'm your man to go through that process and to make sure that we're doing all we can, that everything we can to animate it and to give it its strongest consideration. Its strongest consideration. But if we don't, the idea of a republic form of government is not being met. And that's what we have in the United States of America. Government of, for, and by the people. Anything other than that, just no good. It's just no good. I'm sorry. It's no good. All right? So, 657-383-0944. If you're watching us here, I'll go back and emphasize that I need your financial support. Make a contribution at constituentadvocacy.com. That's the website. It's an informative and interactive website. Provides you answers to a lot of the questions that you might have about Reuben Dockery and my candidacy. By the way, we can go there and look at some of that and see what we got. Let's see who we got here. Thank you, Ms. H. We appreciate you. Ms. H., you feel free to call us. If not, that's all right. Tell everybody about us. Reuben Dockery is running for council at large in Davidson County. You know, I know that head, but give me credit. I'm a little good looking too, right? Also, my wife thinks so. That's good enough. We want to be able to take everybody's conversation. I hear a lot of constituents often saying that, you know, people get elected, they're going to do whatever they want to. That's why I go, I don't even care. And then, coincidentally, it looks like, I hope we don't have a a low voter turnout, but that's the pattern, particularly for a national general election. Either people are too busy or they're ill-informed. They just, you know, apathetic toward the process. That only hurts you because you have people representing you that are supposedly representing you that are leaving your voice out. And the power is in the people, is in the constituents. And that's why I named my website Constituent Advocacy. I shared with the group this past Tuesday night, after being prompted and asked how many of them are constituents, they all raised their hand. I said to them that I'm an advocate, so I'd like for us to get married. Next 4 years, I'll be your constituent advocate in the Metro Council. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. So, again, we want you to be informed, and I want you to communicate with me. I want you to communicate with me. If you think we need to have more of these sessions, we can do that. I do have a regular podcast Monday and Thursday of the week, but for this particular campaign cycle, we can do that. Give me a call. Let me take you back to the website. You know, go there and go under where the tab that says more. Click join the campaign, and there's all the contact information at the bottom. Incidentally, I skipped where you can become a campaign surrogate. Yeah. And you can become a campaign volunteer. We need those too. You understand? In your voting precinct, in your neighborhood, on your block. But more importantly, support us. The change you've been looking for is here. Because the change you want is Reuben Dockery. So please make your campaign contribution. Of any dollar amount via the website there, and we'll be grateful for your support. We suggest an amount between $50 and $100. If you can give more, that'd be great. The most you can give now, the Tennessee Finance Commission, I believe that's what, I may not be saying that right, but forgive me if I got it wrong, they've changed it now from $1,500 being a total one-person give to $1,600. So you can give up to $1,600, one individual. A husband and wife can give that together individually, and that would be, you know, about $3,200. Again, that's where we are. Appreciate you guys responding to us on Facebook there. We're grateful for your involvement there and your support. Again, this is designed to be an interactive dialogue, and we got a few more minutes before we go. Want to shoot us a call, just say hello. You know, ask your name. All we ask is, if you don't mind, tell us what part of town you might be calling from. If you're calling from out of town, that's okay, too. I still love you like peanut butter love jelly. Huh? With a cold glass of milk. That's a poor man's bill right there. Any day of the week. 657-383-0944. Let me post that on here on Facebook there, just in case you somebody may want to call here. So Alright. Give us a holler. We'll be glad to speak with you. Pardon my street vernacular. while we give a few more minutes, we got this is for us. It's your time. Come on, man. We're trying to do this thing. Got a little more time. Give me a call here. Anybody. Be happy to communicate with you. While we're doing that, I did want to focus on what it means to be a campaign surrogate. In every neighborhood, there exist faithful servants who possess the passion to work on behalf of their neighbors and their community as a whole. I witnessed that in several communities already that we've engaged. I'll be in Bordeaux on I didn't mention that, but I'll be in Bordeaux on the Saturday the 13th, and we'll be sharing with neighbors there in the Roy Hills Neighborhood Association. Great people, people that are dedicated, that want the best, right? There are 35 respective council districts in Davidson County, right? And we have people who identify as Republicans. We have some that identify as Democrats. That doesn't matter. We're all Nashvillians. And like with the flood and some of the other calamities we face, when things get hard, we come together. We should always be together, though. It's not a racial issue. Unfortunately, economics is becoming prevalently a major issue. But there's a way we can change that. And that's why our topic tonight was about creating an economic development initiative here. Okay? And that's one of my primary focus. But these people are dedicated and concerned. Now, if you possess this passion for you and your neighborhood, we'd like to have you become one of our surrogates and just share the information about Ruben Doc. Quickest way to do it is when you see your name, hey, you know Zachary Runner, that's your council. Yeah, yeah. Go to constituentadvocacy.com and check them out. I don't expect you to just vote for me because I think you should or I think I'm somebody. But I want you to know that we've taken the time to study issues and to offer solutions, real solutions, okay, moving forward. So that's really what it's all about. That's really what it is. That's what this whole thing is all about. Then, and briefly, and we'll still got time, 657-383-0944, and we'll wrap up here pretty soon. As a volunteer, you know how that goes. As a voter activist, you can simply unite with your neighbors to bring some change in council district that you live in your community as a whole, the neighborhood, right on your block. And your involvement basically is expressed by informing your neighbors as a voter. July the 2nd. July the 2nd is the last day for voter registration. If for any reason you haven't registered already, just turn 18, right? Or you will be 18 by election day. Fill that thing out and turn it in. You can go online now to register at pn.gov. And when you go there, look for the link that the election, or you can even type in your search word, Tennessee Election Commission, Tennessee Election Commission, or you can go to the Davidson County Election Commission, and also you can register from there. There's a link to register online, to understand. Okay. Then ensure that your voting status is current. You can check it at those sources as well. Actively go to the polls during the election and cast a vote. Don't take the notion that I don't care and they don't care. Well, who cares then? Ensure your family and friends go do the same thing and encourage your neighbors to vote. And I ask you to make that vote Ruben Doctor. Now, you get five choices. So you can get to pick five people, as many as five people, to represent in the council at large portion of the race. I don't want to be like the group that says, I don't care what you do for them, but just be good to me. You understand what I'm saying? And so that's my thing. You know, I understand everybody else is running. But right now, we have some very important things that we wish to do for you. So it's important that you vote Ruben Doc in. All right. Having said all of that, I think we've gotten to a point where we talked about the support. Make your contribution today, please, at constituentadvocacy.com. Any amount will be greatly appreciated and will help us get the message out. $10, $5, $15, or $20. $30, $50. You can $100. That helps them. And tell 10 friends to do likewise. Why would you do that? Why would you donate to a doctor for mental counseling? Because there are some people who know we're in a tight spot and we need to get out. And that helps doctors pull them out of that tight spot. Helps us get an office. Helps us be able to be proactive in representing you in the next city council. That's why. Best reason I can think of. And you know, I appreciate you, right? Y'all know that, right? You know I love you like peanut butter loves jelly. Y'all know that, right? Okay. I mean, some things are given. Some things are given. I ain't even got to talk about that. If you want to learn more about me personally, you can go to the Meet the Candidate page, and there you will find a fella there. That would be moi. Okay? And beneath that, we talked about how we're a reliable advocate for Nashville, Davidson County. Personal information about it. I've been blessed to be married now. In August will be 24 years to my lovely wife, Miss Shanita Coleman Dockery. We have two adult children, Kayla, who is in Brookfield, Wisconsin now, and my son, Reuben Dockery, Jr., who is in Cleveland, Ohio. Finishing up, he'll be a senior in college and graduating. My daughter's finishing up this year, and she's already working. So, in Brookfield, Wisconsin. So, talked a little bit about our educational background there, our occupational background, pastoring for the last 23 years now, starting a nonprofit organization, worked in juvenile detention, worked as a special education teacher. Last assignment was at Stratford High School in East Nashville. Radio host and TV producer. And we still have a radio podcast broadcast that airs Tuesday and Thursday night. BFC Institute, Building Families and Communities Institute. And I currently work as a insurance producer, life and health insurance producer. So affiliations, we were associated with the nonprofit group here,